tell me, sir, what you guys, there's a couple of you here today. What are you guys doing here today?
We're just, we heard that there was a fire down here, and typically, normally, if there's fires in our park areas that we manage, they're supposed to have a permit, so we just came down to make sure that it was being handled safely, and wasn't posing a safety concern to the surrounding neighborhood.
And, you know, from what I understand, the indigenous tribes here are taking a stand against the development.
This is a process that's been going on for 8 years. Everybody has been invited to the table to be part of this process. And we've gone through basically through the state Native American Heritage Commission. There is actually this area is actually overseen by the Patwin tribe. They've been designated as the tribe with the most likely descendants. So we've worked through them. We've worked through the local neighborhood groups. Many of the people here have been involved in the process. We've gone through the permitting process. All of those have been secured. What it's come down to is we've tried to come up with a project that takes in everybody's concerns. We feel that we have come up with this project. I think that really addresses everybody's concerns. Everybody gets something out of it.
Can you tell me what that process or that project entails, where everybody gets a little bit of something?
We've had multiple public meetings. People were involved. They were invited to the table to give their thoughts and ideas. Through that process, we actually developed a master plan. And this project actually represents the culmination of approximately 10 years of developing a master plan for it.
So tell me what that master plan is.
It's a nature area. It's basically a 15-acre site. It involves, there's lots of native, or not of, there's lots of invasive species here that we want to get rid of. We want to come back and replant with native vegetation. There is a culturally sensitive area that has archaeological significance. We plan on taking soil from the west side of the site that was brought in from work on the subdivision back behind us, and using that soil to cover over, put a cap over the sensitive area. That's typically a approved way of handling those type of things. Put a cap on it, protect it, keep people from being able to dig in it. And it's going to be basically very passive. It's going to be a connecting point for the Bay Trail, San Francisco Bay Trail, and the Bay Area Ridge Trail. And actually, it will be the westernmost edge of the Great California Delta Trail, which eventually will circle the Bay, or I mean the whole Delta area. But it's going to be very passive. It's something that Department of Fish and Game is interested in. They want to get rid of the invasive species, return it to a more natural area. While the invasive species do survive or provide some protection for the native animals out here, they actually don't provide any food source. They would prefer to see something back out here and return it more to a natural condition.
So what's your response to some of the folks out here who are asking you, who are demanding that there be no development?
These people were involved. They had their opportunity throughout the whole process to come in and work with us, to be part of the process. It is public property. There are other homeowners that actually wanted a much more developed area out here. That included a huge parking lot, fishing pier, big turf area. That was scaled back significantly to have a very passive area that basically the whole community can use and still preserve the significance and of the historical area.
And one of the organizers here said that there's no, it's not proven that there's no artifacts even in the areas that you're trying to develop. What's your response?
It's not proven that there is. They actually have done archaeological studies. They've done borings out here where they actually delineated the edge of what the Midden area is, which is the cultural resources area. This other area on the other side was brought in as fill. When it was excavated, it was observed. At that time, if there were bones present, they would have been noticed. Work would have stopped. They would have had an investigation on it. There's no records that state that there was any any artifacts at all found in the soil is excavated over onto the west side. That's the soil we intend on using to go over and cap over the historically or archaeologically significant area.
And, you know, folks here are preparing for bulldozers. Are you planning on bringing them in at any point in the near future?
The start date for this project hasn't started. The area will be fenced off when the project starts. We certainly don't want people coming out here during construction. It's not a safe situation. We don't want anybody getting hurt. So the area will be closed off and posted during the project.
And do you know when the fencing is supposed to start?
Sometime around the first part of May.
And these folks here are saying that they're going to stay here indefinitely. Even when you start the fencing process, if folks are here, what's your plan?
They certainly have the right to be here. That is their right to be out here and voice their concerns. And like I said, that's their right.
And are you open to further negotiations?
Absolutely.
And what are you, is there a give and take point, or what are you willing to negotiate on?
Well, the district has always been willing to negotiate. I think one of our concerns is we haven't, it hasn't been very reciprocal on the part of the other groups. Instead of coming in with alternate ways of doing things, they've just basically approached us with demands of what they want or expect from us, instead of saying, let's get together and let's come up with something that works for everybody.
And why is it imperative to develop this site? Why can't you just leave it alone?
The site is actually, it's a fire hazard. It has invasive species that Department of Fish and Game is concerned about, that they're maybe moving on to other areas of the other state. The neighbors around here are certainly concerned. It is a fire hazard. It has to be cut down every year. It's a closed-in area. It's a harboring area that maybe individuals could hide in. We haven't really had a problem with homeless, but it certainly is an area that where some homeless people could gather. And not to say that they would cause problems, but that possibility exists. It's also been a park that's been was purchased. It's been around here for about 25 years, and it's a commitment we made to the public a long time ago that we were going to put something out here that they could appreciate.
And do you have a response? From what I understand, there's been an administrative, I don't want to say lawsuit, but some kind of administrative civil action that's been...
Administrative complaint.
Right, to the Attorney General. Mm-hmm. Do you have a response to that?
No, other than that, we'll just let that process take its course.